This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. House Democrats are moving swiftly to impeach President Donald Trump, accusing him of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The House Majority Leader says the House could vote Wednesday on the impeachment resolution. Meantime, a Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives said he will join other lawmakers later today to introduce a resolution censuring President Trump over the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Republican Representative Tom Reed said in the New York Times op-ed piece that he would also work to find ways for Congress to bar Trump from seeking federal office in the future. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the U.S. Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the United States leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The FBI said in the bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington on January 16. The FBI said they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on these specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. Department of Homeland Security announcing it is directing the U.S. Secret Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration operation this week. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rescue operations underway after an explosion ripped through a gold mine, trapping 22 workers underground in East China, Shandong Province. Sunday's accident occurred at a gold mine which is under construction. Hundreds of rescuers and dozens of rescue equipment have been deployed to the accident site. However, the communication system damaged in the blast has prevented rescuers from establishing contact with the trapped miners so far. The Trump administration redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, a move that places new sanctions on Cuba shortly before President-elect Biden takes office and could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive Obama-era détente with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the designation Monday, citing Cuba's continued harboring of U.S. fugitives and its refusal to extradite Colombian rebels, as well as its support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The designation reimposes major restrictions on Cuba, including barring most travel between Cuba and the United States, as well as the transfer of money between the two countries. Officials at the World Health Organization said its efforts to investigate the origins of the coronavirus are not about finding someone to blame, as the agency sends a team of international experts to China this week. It was not immediately clear, however, if the experts would be allowed to travel to Wuhan, where the virus originally emerged in late 2019. Also on Monday, China announcing 103 new COVID-19 cases, the country's biggest jump in infections in more than 5 months. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday that tougher lockdown measures could be necessary if cases continue to rise there. He urged the public to have maximum vigilance in adhering to the current restrictions. President-elect Joe Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine Monday to complete his inoculation against the deadly disease. The president-elect, who responded to questions after his inoculation, said that increasing numbers of deaths is wrong and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the U.S. have been uneven, have not been going according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot rather than save the vaccine for second doses. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.